I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms is revealing new details about a memorial for victims of the Atlanta child murders, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
A memorial will be placed outside of Atlanta City Hall off Mitchell Street, and Bottoms says photos of the victims will be on display at Atlanta's airport. During an interview on GPB's Ask the Mayor with Ricky Bevington, Bottoms says the memorial and an ongoing task force is part of a larger process of justice.
But it really was about getting answers for many of the families that just have been left without answers for the last 40 years.
Back in March, the mayor announced officials would re-examine evidence related to 29 murders of black children and young adults between 1979 to 1981. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A new study shows more children in Georgia are going without health insurance. GPB's Grant Blankenship has the numbers.
217,000 Georgia kids were uninsured in 2018. That's an increase of 38,000 since 2016, according to a new nationwide study by the Georgetown University Health Policy Institute. The numbers show that Georgia and five other states account for half of the nation's uninsured kids. White and Latino children here are falling off insurance rolls at the highest rate. And in general, states like Georgia that did not expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act are seeing the greatest increase. The study's authors say the numbers represent a reversal of what had been a trend of insuring more kids in recent years. They blame the Trump administration's attempts to alter or dismantle the ACA for the change. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
The Georgia Supreme Court issued a temporary stay of execution yesterday for Ray Cromartie, who was scheduled to be put to death last night in connection with a 1994 murder in Thomas County. At issue is whether the execution order is void since it came from the trial court, while Cromartie had an appeal requesting DNA testing pending before Georgia's highest court. Lawyers for the state conceded that the order is void and asked the court to rule quickly on the outstanding appeal. Both sides have a deadline of this Monday morning to file arguments with the state Supreme Court. Well, the state health department is confirming a third death from vaping-related lung illness. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the death is from vaping-associated lung illness, or EVOLI. It's killed three people in Georgia. Most patients have reported a history of using vaping products containing THC. But Amy Mohan of Marietta says she's worried the outbreak could limit the availability of legal vaping products. She says switching from traditional cigarettes to flavored vape has greatly improved her asthma symptoms.
I don't use an inhaler anymore, and I used to use the inhaler every day. So there's got to be more chemicals in those THC cartridges.
Meanwhile, the CDC has not yet identified a cause of EVOLI and continues to investigate both legal and illegal vaping products. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
And in sports, Atlanta United lost to Toronto in last night's MLS Conference Championship match. GPB's Robert Jemerson was there.
The two teams traded early goals at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, leaving the score tied 1-1 through the first half. But it was a late goal by Nick DeLeon for Toronto FC that allowed them to pull away and secure a 2-1 victory. United coach Frank DeBoer was disappointed by the outcome, but said the team achieved a lot this season.
They're in the final, we not, and that's harsh again. And that's sports, and that makes it also the beauty of sports. We had a great season, and we wanted to end it not like this, of course. But it ended like this, and we could look back, I think, very proudly what we achieved.
This marks the end of United's 2019 season. Toronto will continue on to the MLS Cup Finals facing Seattle on November 10th. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.